Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We've been talking about education and the examination underway, including a week-long series on NBC. I want to welcome in our next guest, Rebecca Ensign, and she is the publisher of Gold Leaf Press and the editorial director of Complete Curriculum, a K-12 digital textbook that allows parents access to lesson plans and how-to guidelines for working with their children. Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, I want to talk, first of all, about the attention being given to education this week. Is this a start, or is this just lip service and falling on deaf ears?
That's a great question. I've been kind of wondering that myself this past week as I've been following it. It's very, very hot this week, and it's great discourse, absolutely. I believe that because education can be affected at grassroots levels, that there is going to be some momentum gained, maybe locally, regionally, statewide. Nationally, I'm not so sure, but that remains to be seen, I think.
We talk about the movie Waiting for Superman, and in this case, maybe it's time to realize that Superman isn't coming. It's going to take a lot of supermen and women, meaning the parents, the individual influences on every child to make our educational system what we want it to be.
No question. Thank you. Couldn't have put it better myself. Exactly. It's waiting for many supermen and superwomen. And the thing is that we really don't have to wait because they're already here in every home. And that's what I believe, that's the direction that education reform should take and can take that will make the ultimate difference and affect the measurables and the standards.
All right. In a highly unscientific analysis of covering high school athletics for 32 years, I have found there is one common denominator for success. It is not the schools. It is not the teachers. I think we have a lot of great teachers who run into a lot of problems. It isn't budgets. It is the involvement of the parents. And when I find a student who has active parents pushing him or her to succeed, I'm going to bet on that child's chances.
Absolutely. That's exactly what the initiative and the message that I'm trying to spread. No question about it. That the parent can make the difference. And if the parent collaborates with the teacher, doesn't berate, but collaborates with the teacher by individually affecting that child's education. And it's interesting that you bring up the sports analogy, because my thinking is, I know every week any child who's in athletics, the parent spends maybe an hour out in the backyard throwing the football or, you know, taking them to and from practice. And essentially what I believe can make the difference is if a parent spends an additional 1 hour a week on the child's education. And there are all sorts of ways to do that. But no question, and active parents, many parents, most parents are involved and consider it actively involved by going to the parent-teacher conferences, checking to make sure they did their homework, and rewarding improving grades. But that's just baseline involvement. Active is really rolling up the sleeves, opening up those books or researching and helping that child learn, actually affect how the child learns.
Rebecca Ensign, our guest, and she is the publisher of Gold Leaf Press, Metro Detroit, and editorial director of Complete Curriculum, a K-12 digital textbook curriculum. And I find this very interesting, Rebecca. A lot of parents say, I'm not really qualified to help out. I don't feel that I have command of subject matter. I don't think I can help my child educationally, even if they want to. Are you making this easy for them? Are you making it so that anyone can help?
Yes, really, really simply. In fact, not even sending them to, you know, massive sites and information sites, just as an aside, do you know that there are over 60,000 websites and digital sites based for education? Over 60,000, that's a bit overwhelming. There's way too much information.
Mm-hmm.
The idea here is, yes, very simply, the parent can start affecting the core skills that children must acquire and, in fact, are going to be assessed on, and they're called 21st century skills, in fact, and the parent just in conversation, simple conversation, can develop these skills. For instance, these 21st century skills, one of them is communication, creativity, collaboration, and critical thinking. Well, you can take that right down to its very simplest level and just start asking your child questions, you know, very simple questions, and making them have to communicate the answers. It builds, absolutely, parental involvement and engaging in the child's education. Yes, it goes from very simple communication all the way through to helping them with their algebra homework. But a parent can start right away. There are very simple techniques, and there's basic information that parents need to know that they will not be given. I mean, they can access this information. It's there, but it's an exhausting internet search between through it all. So what we have an initiative called Help Teach Your Children, and it's essentially just information and a resource site, and it starts out simply by email communication. Any parent who thinks, you know what, might have a point, maybe I should get a little involved, all they have to do, they can send an email of interest to interest@helpteachyourchildren.org. And their message can be, I'm interested, that's all. Or it can be a full-length letter, that's fine too. But the idea is to manage the flow of information that parents get in very simple chunks. So that it's, and to get into more detail on, you really need to know about these 21st century skills. You need to know what your student is going to be assessed on and tested on in these other, I want to say, intangible skills that make all the difference. And they apply to language arts and math and science. And we offer all of that kind of assistance, but not expecting a parent to become a teacher,
right.
You know, right. Not at all. But
did
just,
you say helpteachyourchildren.org?
Yes, helpteachyourchildren.org. And the first step is just a very simple email to interest@helpteachyourchildren.org. And it's protected. My gosh, the emails are absolutely protected. This is a very, very protected site. And it's up to the parent. If you're interested, great. Then we will send you simple little messages.
We have seen a lot about charter school success in New York. And it hasn't worked everywhere, but it has there. And one of the things that they have done so well is develop block-by-block pride, starting with one. And I think now they're up to 57 blocks in this area. And it's almost like a contract that has to be signed, not from the student, but parental involvement.
Uh-huh.
And I have to think that's a great start.
It's a wonderful start. That is, that commitment, just crossing the line and going, yes, I'm on board, is that helps. That's step one for sure. And then they become more and more involved. Parents, when in an organization, when a grassroots movement, can do phenomenal things. I'm sure you've heard about the parents in California who saved 107 teachers' jobs through grassroots, through fundraising and getting involved, and you know, and budget cutting and everything else. Parents can, in groups, do that, but parents individually can do phenomenal things that for their child individually as well. And it's the point of the individual parent involvement with their child is that no one knows their child better than them.
Mm-hmm.
No
right.
one will recognize those red flags when they're struggling sooner, really, than a parent.
Rebecca, I happen to think that teaching is a gift, and great teachers are undervalued and underpaid in our society. I know a lot of people like to point at teachers and talk about how much time off they have, but I have seen firsthand the importance of teachers and what they can do to shape lives.
Yes.
When you have districts, when you have states that have severe budget crisis, and we just went through it here in the state of Michigan, preserving K-12 funding, but what can we do about that, and how important is that funding to the overall educational process?
Well, the funding absolutely is critical, and we all know that there are differences in quality of teachers. There are great teachers, there are average teachers, and there are lousy teachers, that whole range.
Right.
And you're seeing it where the education reform, where it's really having an impact, whether it's in Harlem or whether it's in, you know, San Diego, it comes down to the teachers, the quality of the teachers and what they're stressing and what, you know, what kind of time that they're putting in, and it's funding. Yes, we've got this full computer lab. Well, that was from funding. So funding's critical. And they're talking about rewarding, you know, incentives of pay for teachers who produce better producing students, you know, students who score higher on tests. So obviously funding comes into play. But again, I keep coming back to all of those variables are at a certain level beyond a parent's control.
Right.
Yes, they can go to meetings, they can be vocal, they can organize, but the one thing that is completely within their control is just to pay a bit more attention to their child and how they're learning and how they process information. When they read, how much are they reading? You know, you can just pay attention to those things. You do not need a degree in education to know your child and to start paying attention to how that child learns.
I think some people say that, hey, I don't have the time. 3 hours a week adds up, makes a tremendous difference. And it really emphasizes something to the students that it is important. I think the goal has to be striving and not settling.
Exactly.
And as long as that happens, I think we're going to be moving on the right track with the Education Nation waiting for Superman and everything else we want to throw into this equation. Our guest, Rebecca Ensign, and she is the publisher of Gold Leaf Press and editorial director of Complete Curriculum. Give us that email address one more time, Rebecca.
Okay, all interested parents, send a simple email to interest@helpteachyourchildren.org.
Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jack.